Oh, that's a cobbler pie.
Yeah,
cobbler pie. So you call it big pie, though, too. Well, that's good.
I've heard it called big pie. Uh-huh. I never called it that.
Yeah. Well, that's I've heard some very interesting terms for that, you know, for that. And,
the most interesting one the most puzzling one that I heard when I first came here to live was wash kettle. We always called it a big pot, people used to boil clothes in it, and they washed by hand.
Sure.
And these people here called it a kettle.
You thought of a kettle as something for cooking, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I never heard that called a kettle before in all my life. That's what they called it, a wash kettle.
If you're talking about some food you had, but you're taking him something between meals, you'd say, food taken between meals, say, I'm going to have a little
snack.
Okay. We're talking about
in between meal eating.
Okay. All right. And I might ask, how many meals have you
had today?
Yeah. Or have you
eaten today?
Yeah. And you say two. I've eaten
twice.
Yeah. Or if you just use the form of eat, though, you'd say I
ate twice.
Yeah. And then talking about this black liquid that we were talking about before.
Sir?
No, this is you drink in the morning.
Coffee?
Yeah. And if you're talking about that, would you say I'm going to make coffee, prepare coffee, boil coffee, you cook
coffee? Boil coffee.
Boil coffee.
Now, we don't say that now. You might have said that then. Mm-hmm. No, say make coffee now. So many different methods.
Sure. Yeah, well,
we just call it making coffee.
And if you were thirsty, you might go to the sink and get a
drink of water.
And it'd be poured in a
glass.
All right.
And drink.
Okay.
Or a tumbler.
Okay. Is a tumbler and a glass the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Mm. A tumbler is a...
No, a tumbler's got a stand.
No, you're mistaken. A tumbler is... I'll show you one. Shaped like this.
I see.
And a glass could be any of various shapes.
Uh-huh.
This is a glass.
I see.
Well, yeah. Now then, what's this?
A tumbler doesn't have a stem like this.
Yeah. Here's
a goblet. That shape is called a goblet. And those were used a glass, but they're all glasses. It doesn't matter. But a glass that shape was extremely popular in the 1800s.
Uh-huh.
Of course, that's modern crystal.
Uh-huh.
But Mother has some that are perhaps 75 years old.
Uh-huh. That's interesting.
And they were called goblets at that time.
Yeah, but the stones with the stem. But the other, the tumbler was...
Now, the tumbler doesn't have the stem, and it's an ordinary water glass, you might say. Then the larger size, this size is what we call an iced tea glass now, and this would be called a tumbler. It's too big, although it's the same shape as the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Various names for various kinds, but the goblet was more popular in the 1800s. I'd say people like... the people who lived on the plantations in South Carolina at the time of the Civil War, probably that was the most popular type of glass that they used. So I've read.
Yeah, well...
Pardon me.
Sure. If you're talking about a glass, and the glass falls down, you say now the glass is...
broken.
Yeah. And talking about having a drink of water, you say, I might ask you, how many glasses of water have you
drunk?
And they say, yesterday I
drank three.
Okay. And if you're standing up around a table and you want to invite people to, you might say,
be seated.
Yeah, be seated.
But ordinarily, people around here say, sit down.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. Either one.